Hello, and welcome to Fine Art Week. We're replaying some of our finest episodes about some of the finest works of art ever created. Enjoy, and we'll have all new episodes for you next week.
A great painting can turn your world upside down, especially if the painting is also upside down. It's time for Cool, Weird, Awesome. Welcome back to Cool, Weird, Awesome, the show that takes interesting stories and turns them every which way. I'm Brady, it's Tuesday, November 5th, and today we pay tribute to the Gallery of Art Hung Upside Down. That's a page on the website Weird Universe that tracks all those times when art galleries, well, you can probably figure out what they did from the name. A lot of paintings, you can tell how they're probably supposed to be displayed, like a portrait is usually shown with the subject's head at the top, but over the last century or so, a few more abstract works have ended up on their sides or completely upside down. And we're not talking about obscure works either. Georgia O'Keeffe, Vincent van Gogh, and Henri Matisse all had pieces misshown. One painting by George Bellows won acclaim for its abstract pools of color, but when it was set right side up again, critics realized they were supposed to be looking at a painting of pools of water all along. In some cases, the signature is the giveaway. If it's on its side or upside down, then so is the painting. But the exception to that rule is a painting called High Frequency Ping, which has an upside down signature. When students pointed this out, the exhibitors checked with the artist, Anna P. Baker. She said, quote, "I signed it the second day, then I painted on it for nearly a year and decided it looked better the other way around." You can find a link to Weird Universe's Gallery of Art Hung Upside Down on our website, coolweirdawesome.com, and on Twitter, at coolweirdpod. But there's some art that can't be put up on the wall incorrectly because it's already on the wall. We'll have that story for you right after this.
If you like listening to Cool Weird Awesome, help us make Cool Weird Awesome as a backer on Patreon. For just $1 a month, you'll get loads of extras, including more episodes of the show. Backing us would be cool. Backing us would be awesome. Backing us will never be weird. Learn more today at patreon.com/BradyCarlson. Thanks.
I would love nothing better than to hear your voice, to hear what you think of this show or what you want to hear going forward. Send us a voice message on the Anchor platform or otherwise get in touch. We really do want to hear from you. Here's more art news before we go. It's about 9-year-old Joe Whale. He loves nothing more than doodling, even when he's maybe not supposed to be doodling, like during class. But he is free to doodle away as much as he wants when he's at work. Yes, this 9-year-old is now a professional artist. The number 4 restaurant in Shrewsbury, England, has asked Joe to doodle all over the walls of its dining room, which he has been doing. He's been covering them with hundreds, maybe thousands of doodles. I'm Brady. Godspeed, little doodles. Thanks for listening, and come back again tomorrow for more Cool, Weird, Awesome.